Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and Superdeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
And welcome in to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas, a wonderful holiday weekend. Joe, how we doing? What's going on?
Doing better than the Titans, Robbie.
Yeah, well, I hope so, especially after last night. It just was not good. Ryan Porth, did you have a good Christmas? What's going on?
Had a great Christmas outside of the news that came down on Christmas morning in our city. But other than that, just bizarre story and unfortunate turn of events for our city. It was great.
Yeah, like you said, a scary way to wake up on Christmas morning. And just want to take a second to really thank the first responders and just everything that they did and during the situation on Christmas morning and also in the aftermath to get to the bottom of what happened. I mean, just true bravery shown by the men and women of the police force and the fire department, just the first responders. And, Joe, the first thing I could think of when I saw what happened in the immediate aftermath was I'm just thankful that nobody was hurt in that outside of, obviously, the person who perpetrated this. But it could have been a whole lot worse.
Yeah, terrifying and yeah, heroic effort by them, and you know, I'm glad they're getting some recognition, you know, for that. For I mean, that was obviously quick response, and so just an all around, you know, scary and awful situation. But like you said, could have been worse.
Yeah, so we'll continue to keep you updated on any updates that could come out of that as we move forward through the day here. But Joe, let's get into it. Last night, the Titans game, they lose 40-14 to the Green Bay Packers at a snowy Lambeau Field. And Joe, I mean, it looked like early it could get away from them in a hurry. All of a sudden, it's 19-0 for the Packers. The Titans weren't getting anything going offensively, and Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams were doing pretty much anything they wanted to do out there. The Titans battled their way back. They make it 19-14, and then Green Bay just pulls away in the second half. What were your takeaways from that game last night?
No, it was just a really terrible performance. I mean, they had, I think the word Vrabel used, you know, brief glimpse of, you know, how they wanted to play in that game in the middle of the game. I mean, you know, they get it to 19-14 after all that. And it's like, okay, might have the game that we all thought we were going to see here. And then it's just, you know, they just fade right back into the snow the rest of the way, 21-0 Packers, and just a runaway. And look, Aaron Rodgers, we figured would have time to throw and would make throws. He's a great player. I think he probably solidified himself right now as MVP leader, especially with the way Mahomes played yesterday. But you know, the running game, the Titans struggles to throw the ball. Some things last night that we aren't used to seeing. I think the conditions certainly had a factor. And I mean, I guess you can expect like the Packers to be less affected than a lot of opponents coming in there, but still, that doesn't excuse the all-around bad play of the Titans. Luckily for them, the Steelers woke up yesterday, or they'd really be facing some pressure this week, and they do anyway, but they could really be in a bad spot.
I feel like what happened last night was partially our fault for hyping up the game all week. Like, we thought it was just going to be this classic game, and I, for one, am happy that it was high scoring, because I thought once going into the game that with the snow and the wind swirling around and all the different elements at Green Bay, that we had been sitting there talking about, you know, a 34-31 game all week. But I do feel like, Joe, we hyped this game up so much that it's partially our fault that the Titans had a stinker. I accept 1% responsibility on behalf of the city.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And actually, gosh, did they hit the under here? Right? Weren't we talking about like a 56 or whatever over under last week?
Yeah, it depends depends on when you took the over. I think some people hit it. If you waited a little bit later, I think the over was, what, 53.5 heading into the game?
54.5.
It's 54.5, so not quite. Ooh. Just right at the under.
Yeah.
That's a tough break.
I took the under.
And that's
– ooh, nice job, Porth.
Well, good job. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, if you look at that – I mean, if you're looking at the weather leading up to the game, and you have to think, okay, I mean, this could affect things. Like, again, it affected one team, didn't affect the other team. But, yeah, just – I mean, I thought that the Titans, we've kind of put away the whole, they lost Lewan, they can't protect Tannehill thing. But I think that was the worst pass protection he's had probably since Lewan went down. I mean, consistent pressure, consistent issues protecting him. Again, yeah, you have the Packers credit for that too. They got some guys who can get after the passer. But just very little that looked good for the Titans. I mean, it just – That defense, and of course, Adoree Jackson back. It's funny because it is important. I mean, it's important moving forward that they have him. It's good that he played a whole game, but Devontae Adams reminded everyone, it doesn't necessarily fix everything, guys.
Well, I mean, Adoree
Jackson's.
We're going to hear a lot of that from Titans fans today. Let me just go on and throw this out there. There's not a person in the NFL that can cover Devontae Adams right now. Not one guy. So I would not throw a whole lot of shade Adoree Jackson's way today. They put Malcolm Butler on him. He couldn't cover him. They put Adoree Jackson on him. He couldn't cover him. There's not a soul in the NFL that can cover Devontae Adams right now.
Sure, and I agree. But it's also just it's a reminder that having him back is not some magic cure
right.
for everything. I mean, because they tried different things, like you said, different people, different looks. It didn't matter. I mean, that one play – where, it ends up with Rodgers running out of bounds, but, the NBC clock had him at 14.53 seconds with the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought an interesting part of the broadcast, at one point they were talking about their, game interview with Matt LaFleur, basically saying, there's some plays we have in tonight that we would not be using against other teams, some long developing routes because they know they could. I mean, Brooks Reed starts the game, and I'm like, who is that dude on the field? Like, who's 42 starting for the Titans? I mean, they're in a bind on defense, and it's just another reminder.
So let's just go ahead and get into it because I know it's going to be a popular topic of conversation today. The officiating in last night's game at times was absolutely atrocious. There's no way to deny that. You look back, Josh Kalu called for being lined up offsides on a field goal attempt by the Packers. You go back and you look at the replay, and he's not even close to being offsides. Matter of fact, like of the Titans' defense, Kalu may have been the furthest one away from the ball being lined up. It was pretty incredible, that call. You go back to the Aaron Jones run, a long run for the Packers. It looked like the Titans had him bottled up in the backfield. He springs one loose, steps pretty clearly out of bounds along the sideline. The official's looking right at it. No call. Vrabel doesn't get the challenge flag out in time. And then also a play swirling around last night on a punt for the Packers where it looked like on the replay it might have hit Malik Taylor and bounced off and the Titans had an opportunity to recover. I don't think it hit him. I think the lack of reaction of the Titans sideline and the Titans players, if it would have hit him, I think they would have seen it and they would have gone nuts. But that one aside, there were a couple moments in the game last night for the officiating that was just absolutely atrocious.
Yeah. Now, if you want to tie that to the result, that's where I have a problem. I mean, there was some bad calls. I mean, the Kalu thing was weird. And again, if you have the officiating dude, whatever the heck we call these people, saying to you, that was a bad call, then you know it was a bad call.
I was usually shocked.
They're going to trend toward, well, now let me explain why, that was okay. Now, of course, as it turns out, the Titans return that to, I think, the 18. Instead, they, of course, actually get a sack. They're 15 and 15 games now.
Yeah.
Wyatt Ray. And they end up scoring on the ensuing drive and leaving little time. So, I mean, to me, like, it probably worked out as well as you possibly could have it at that point to be 19-7 after all that. So, I mean, it didn't end up hurting the Titans. The Aaron Jones thing was bad, and the guy's looking right at his foot. I mean, I suppose it's you know, you could say with the snow and everything. I mean, Kevin Byers saying after the game, like, I couldn't even tell, like, where was the sideline and all that stuff. But that was a bad miss, and it's too bad. And, you know, the replay wasn't up there in time for Vrabel to, you know, to throw the flag. But, I mean, does anybody really think that, like, if he steps out there, that somehow this game's going to turn out differently? I mean, doesn't it just mean it takes, like, three more plays for the Packers to score the touchdown that was inevitable? I mean, let's be real.
Certainly here. Felt that way.
There were some bad calls, okay? I mean, anybody who wants to make that the story of this game is just scrounging and scraping for excuses for their team.
Or they're just trying to overlook the deficiencies on defense.
Yeah.
And trying to ignore it when that is the elephant in the room whenever we're talking about this Titans team.
Well, look, I mean, we're going to talk a lot about the offense today and the struggles that the Titans had, and somewhat mystifying to me how they couldn't get going offensively in this game. But defensively, I mean, this is one of the elite offensive teams in the NFL that they've gone up against. Obviously, in the playoffs, if they're going to make any sort of run, they're going to face some elite teams offensively in the playoffs. And what last night said to me that I think we've known all along, Joe, is this defense has absolutely no chance against an elite offense in the NFL. If you can't get to the quarterback, they couldn't even breathe on Rodgers for the most part last night. And that's going to be the case. I mean, there's not really much you can do against some of these elite quarterbacks if that's going to be the situation with your pass rush. I think we knew that heading into this game, but it was one thing to talk about it, one thing to kind of, you know, go through it all season long, but to actually see it against an elite offense, it was a huge issue last night.
Yeah, it was. I mean, look, we've talked about it all year, and it really is. It's such a repetitive story, and I think even the Titans are sick of talking about it, and they understand it. I mean, I sensed, you know, Vrabel, you know, I had a couple comments that to me said, you know, just some frustration. Like, one was just like, there's just no reason to trust us, you know, talking about that defense. I mean, I think there's a lot of frustration, and yeah, we've seen it over and over. I mean, I was trying to think last night, like, what's the best defensive performance against, you know, like a solid offense. You know, they got some big stops at Indy with a banged up offensive line, but still, like, they played more aggressive. It was like, okay, maybe they found some things that they can take forward. They obviously had a great second half against Baltimore, and that different kind of matchup, which suits them. If they could play that offense week after week in the playoffs, then, you know, maybe their defense could hold the score down. But yeah, there's no, yeah, and of course Buffalo, that game they turned Josh Allen over. I mean, that's the gold standard, but that was so long ago. They just it's a broken record on this defense. And it's, look, if they first of all, they got to get to the playoffs. They have to win or have, you know, one of three teams lose. I mean, you know, this week to get in. They're not in yet, but once they are, you know, we think they'll get in one way or the other. They're just going to have to flat out outscore people and be great on offense. And that was, I think, probably last night, the Packers scoring 40. I mean, I'm not shocked by that number. Titans scoring 14 is the shocking number.
Let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kinston texts in and says, I think the snow affected us more than we anticipated. Definitely slowed us down. I'm disappointed in Jeffrey Simmons. We dubbed him the next great thing, and he goes missing for far too long. They out-physicaled us last night. Their line kept pushing us back all night long. Joe, how much do you think the weather affected the Titans in this game?
I think it did. And again, that sounds like just like using the officiating as an excuse. But I do think that it seemed like, especially offensively early, it's like they were kind of tiptoeing around the field. And the Packers are like, yeah, we're doing our thing out here. And I think they kind of figured it out and kind of got things going. But yeah, I mean, I think it affected them some, but, you know, not to be totally shocked by that. But, you know, I thought about Jeffrey Simmons last night, too, to the texter there. Really, I did not see him do a lot. And, again, I know teams certainly double him quite often. Even he said last week, coming off the Lions game, he's like, it's not like I was even doubled all the time last week, and I wasn't winning sometimes – when I was single blocked. You know, so he was kind of calling himself out a little bit. And I agree. I mean, his impact has diminished here as the season has gone on. And that was just, you know, the way they were bullied, you know, up front. I mean, I think they probably would have preferred all Aaron Jones rather than A.J. Dillon just because he is such a bowling ball. But, boy, and then, of course, you know, they don't set the edge and they don't contain Aaron Jones in that huge run. But just all around, they were just out physical. I mean, every aspect of playing defense they were bad at last night.
So what in the world happened to the Titans offense last night? Why couldn't they get going? We'll talk about that on the other side. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, reacting to a 40-14 loss for the Titans last night against the Green Bay Packers. And Joe, I don't know if it's overly surprising that the Titans went up to Lambeau and lost that game and that the defense played as poorly as it did. But the offense, it just couldn't get going last night. They finished with 260 total yards. Ryan Tannehill, 11 of 24, 121 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. Derrick Henry, 23 carries, 98 yards. It just never felt like the Titans offense really got into a rhythm last night. And that, to me, was surprising because I don't think this Green Bay defense is just great. I mean, I think they've got some good pieces. Their secondary is good, but I do think Green Bay is vulnerable in the running game. They've been vulnerable over the middle in the passing game as well. And for whatever reason, Joe, the Titans just never really found their rhythm last night offensively.
Yeah, I mean, again, we talked a little bit about the protection. It was bad. And I think that was the worst offensive line performance in a long time for the Titans in terms of pass protection. Also, like, I was really surprised at how little separation it seemed like Titans receivers were getting all over the field. We know that Alexander is a great player, but it just seemed like the Packers, it seemed like they were playing a lot of man and they were getting away with it. And I mean, that's, to me, that's quite surprising.
Did the Titans receivers last night look slow to you?
Yeah.
Whether it was the conditions or the fact that Green Bay's secondary just closes gaps a lot quicker than maybe some other secondaries, but it just felt like, especially with a couple throws to Jonnu and AJ, where they looked a step slower than the defensive back that was covering them.
It did, and I will say this, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later in the show as well. AJ Brown right now, he doesn't look right to me. Like, it feels like there's at least one time a game where AJ goes to the ground and it takes him a while to get up. He's hobbling when he gets up. And we know that he's been dealing with things all year long. But it seemed like to me in the last few weeks that even though A.J. Brown, he's still been productive, he's still been able to get open and catch passes from Tannehill, he doesn't look like he's moving around at 100%. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I've noticed that the last few weeks that there have been a lot of times where it's taken a while for him to get up, and I'm not sure how close to 100% he is moving around out there.
No, for sure. He's got that ankle, and every time, well, not every time, but a lot of times he'll get tackled low. Someone will trip him up, grab that ankle, and he'll be in pain. He was in some serious pain last night when that happened. And, yeah, he's fighting through that for sure. And, yeah, right, look, I think they did look slow. But, again, I think the coverage was tight, and I'd love to see the man zone breakdown last night for the Packers, because it sure seemed to me like they played a ton of man and got away with it and were fine with it. So again, how much of that is, I mean, you can't sit here and say the snow just, you blame everything on that. But I mean, Corey Davis, I think he got targeted twice, right?
Yep.
Twice and no catches. I mean, he it never looked like he was open. Again, even A.J. Brown, he made a couple plays. I mean, you're talking about some tight windows. I mean, Tannehill, 11 for 24, and I would say five or six of those completions were to not very open guys, which he does. He's aggressive. But then, of course, I mean, he threw the two picks, and he tried to throw two other picks, one of which would have been a pick six. And again, that coverage was tight. So I feel like the Packers – decided to be aggressive, and it worked out for them way better than it should have.
They did, and we've seen teams try to be aggressive against the Titans before, and it hasn't worked out for them. I mean, I did think Tannehill was off last night, and the protection had something to do with that, but it was just very surprising to me that the Titans really never seemed to find a rhythm offensively. Here's what Titans head coach Mike Vrabel had to say on the offense and the struggles of Ryan Tannehill after the game.
Yeah, Mike, just wondering why you guys struggled so much early offensively. It seemed like you got a little rhythm going late in the first half. But why the early struggles? And did you think Ryan was forcing too many passes tonight?
I mean, I think give them credit, but I think we came back a little bit and started to, you know, at glance at the end of the first half was just a kind of the idea of how we wanted to play the game. Just a brief glimpse of that, unfortunately. You know, we'll have to do a better job of protecting him, and I think that's what it comes down to. So, you know, we'll all have to be better.
So, Joe, obviously you asked that question there to Vrabel after the game, and Tannehill finishes with two interceptions on the night. Like you said, probably could have finished with a couple more had the Packers made the play on those balls. Did you feel like as the game went on and the Packers continued to put up points offensively that Ryan Tannehill was guilty of trying to force too many passes and trying to get all those points back at once during some times in that game offensively, in a game where, like you said, the receivers for the Titans just weren't creating a whole lot of separation?
Yeah, I don't know if it was like, you know, like trying to get it all back at once or just sort of deciding to, you know, to let her rip here or there where it's just better to throw it away, you know, and I don't think that's really been a problem for him. Yes, he tries to sneak the ball into tight spaces often, usually gets away with it. So that's a big thing. But I just thought there were some late throws, you know, where, I mean, that last pick was bad. And even, you know, the first pick, it's just like, you know, you kind of just let it go. And it was a pretty easy pick. You know, it was late and it was an easy break on that ball. It was to me a few times of just, well, you know, let's see what happens here. You know, and that's really not like him. Being aggressive, yes. Kind of just letting it go and hoping, that doesn't happen a lot. It reminded me a little bit of the one pick, the one really bad play he had at New England last year in the playoffs, which, you know, I thought might flip that game around, but it's like, nah, you just, you know, why make that throw? Don't say that much about Tannehill, but did last night. So, again, I do think that if you want to – Vrabel said it, got to protect him better. That's what it comes down to. Vrabel's very hesitant to point to an individual or even a group, but I think that is – that's a big thing here as the Titans look at this game is why did we struggle so much to give our quarterback time to throw?
And then on the other side, what I thought was going to be a huge strength and a huge advantage for the Titans – heading into this game, obviously, was Derrick Henry and the running game. And you look at his numbers, he finishes with 23 carries, 98 yards, but his long was 10. Like, that was the longest run that he had all night. It was really surprising to me, especially given the way that he had been running coming into the game, the way that the weather set up. You would think that would be a game tailor-made for the Titans and their running game. And you could tell early on that Green Bay was going to do everything they could do to slow down Derrick Henry. They lined up in six-man fronts on the line of scrimmage. They just basically went man-to-man on the outside. And Chris Collinsworth on the broadcast was talking about that a few times. And Derrick really just never got going in that game. And that was surprising to me because, trust me, I've seen this Packers defense. I've seen how they've struggled against the run. And I was shocked that Derrick Henry couldn't get going more effectively and more efficiently than he was last night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was, first of all, a good game plan by Matt LaFleur, by the way, you know, in the coaching matchup here. Matt LaFleur knows the Titans well, and I thought Matt LaFleur acquitted himself pretty well last night. And just a good tackling game from the Packers because I thought Henry ran hard, and I thought he had a few moments where it was one guy, you know, and maybe he has a chance, but that one guy made the tackle. And you compare that to the other side with the Titans missing way too many and just, you know, inside whenever the Packers needed 2-3 yards, no problem at all. So I thought the Packers, again, you got to give them a lot of credit. They did a good job. Of course, so there's this, you know, there's the NFL live scoring system, which is So it's NFL GSIS. So, you know, NFL Jesus. Okay. That's the live. I don't even know what GSIS stands for, but that's the live scoring system for all the NFL games. During late in the game, they gave Henry a 15-yard run on a 5-yard run. So it said that he had 108 yards going into after like his last carry, and then it changed after a few seconds. But that would have tied Barry Sanders with 10 straight 100-yard road games, NFL record.
Yep.
Of course, it ends up that it was wrong. So he's at 98. I know some people, you know, late in the game were hoping. Like Vrabel would give him another carry in garbage time, but yeah, you know, I mean, you can't go after every milestone here, right? I mean, basically,
no, at this point, you got to worry about getting to the playoffs.
Yeah, you got to have him next week. You can't mess around. So, but it's unfortunate for him to be that close, to be 2 yards away. And I still think if you want to talk about, yes, Packers tackled well, he didn't break big runs, but I still think that the way they had it going in the second half. Again, if it's a different kind of situation, a game where the Titans defense can keep you in it, you know, he could have had a huge night.
Yeah, he could have. And that was, to me, the most disappointing part of the night last night for the Titans, that they can never find a way to get that running game going. But you look across the board, there were a lot of problems for the Titans last night, including at the quarterback position. Was not a great night for Ryan Tannehill. What went wrong? We'll discuss that on the other side. Also introduce our poll question of the day. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Pressure on Tannehill, but he hangs right in there and has it picked off at the 42-yard line by Darnell Savage.
Ryan, what happened on the first interception there in the first half? It seemed like that either, I don't know if you couldn't get enough step into the throw or if the guy just kind of cut in front and picked it off.
Yeah, I was working to the right first. They covered Batson underneath, peeked over, saw AJ with some space, just tried to get it to him quickly, and didn't get enough on the throw. Obviously, guy made a good play.
Not a great night last night for Ryan Tannehill and the Titans offense. They fall 40-14 to the Green Bay Packers, dropped to 10-5 on the season. Still in first place in the AFC South with a chance to clinch the division this upcoming Sunday in Houston. But a very disappointing night last night for the Titans and the offense. And Joe, we talked about it last week. Both you and I felt like Ryan Tannehill got snubbed for the Pro Bowl. He had played great all season long, and everybody looks at this Titans offense, I think, from a national perspective. It says, yep, it's Derrick Henry, and that's his team, his offense. And you could tell, like, even in his press conference last week, I thought Ryan Tannehill had a little chip on his shoulder. He talked about the narrative of this being Henry's offense, and he's just a product of it. Definitely being out there and definitely being something that he notices and pays attention to. And look, if you follow the Titans since he took over as quarterback, you know how important Tannehill has been. I thought last night was a huge opportunity for him to show a national audience against a great team in a primetime game exactly the type of quarterback that he is and has been for this Titans team. And it just didn't work out for Tannehill last night. He finishes 11 of 24, 121 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. Not a good night for Tannehill. One of the worst nights he's had since taking over as quarterback for Marcus Mariota last season. And it was strange to me, Joe, that he just seemed off last night. And the pass rush, I think, had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's one of those things you can always look to different things, different factors. Again, I think that the pass rush of the Packers was very good. The pass protection was not. The coverage of the Packers, again, this it's an interesting when you think about LaFleur and the Packers, you know, defensive approach. I mean, it's given how these guys have been playing, you know, that's a little bit risky. I mean, I understand the idea of devoting more resources to stopping Derrick Henry, but you would think that the Titans would be able to make a team pay more than they did last night. And the thing is, even when the protection wasn't there, the coverage was. I mean, that's one thing I was really impressed by with the Packers. And I think, we always are going to trend toward, let's talk about what the players on the Titans did wrong And certainly that was a lot of that last night. But also, I mean, like, I have to tip the cap to the Packers and say, man, if that's how they're going to play, if they can match up like that against, you know, a group of pass catchers like this, that's a tough team. I mean, that's going to be a tough out for someone to go up to that place and beat them in the playoffs. And it looks like they're probably going to get the one seed. So, like, you have to also take that into account. Give them credit. But, yeah, Tannehill it just seemed to throw him off. It seemed to affect him, whether it's just not feeling comfortable in there. And, again, how long has it been? I mean, several weeks ago we talked about this. He doesn't quite look comfortable. You know, he doesn't look like he trusts the protection. He's getting the ball out fast. But this was more just kind of letting it rip a little bit recklessly. And we have seen not much of that at all from him in two seasons as the Titans quarterback.
Let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Joe from Maryland texts in and says, it looked like the Packers were not playing in the snow and the Titans were playing in a blizzard. They looked slow and disinterested. And you did see a lot of this on social media last night, Joe, talking about the elements, Ryan Tannehill coming in. Obviously, he played quarterback at Texas A&M, played quarterback in Miami and here in Nashville as well. So not a ton of experience of playing in cold weather and playing in the snow. How much of a factor do you think that the weather was in Tannehill's performance last night specifically when it comes to the snow, not being able to get your footing quite as well, not being able to drive the ball where you want to put it? How much do you think the weather affected Tannehill's play last night?
Yeah, maybe some. I mean, he played when he was with the Dolphins. He had those, you know, he had games at Buffalo and New England and things like that. So, I mean, it's not like he's never been in this kind of situation. But, yeah, maybe some. Again, I think it did look at times. I agree. It looked at times like one team was just playing on a normal field and the other was, again, tiptoeing around a snowy field. You know, usually the offense has the advantage, and it sure looked like that when the Packers had the ball, you know, trying to cover Adams or other guys. The offense has the advantage of knowing exactly what they're going to do, running their pass routes, you know, and you have to react to that defensively. And if there's a little bit less footing, that should make it even more of an advantage for the offense. But that didn't work out that way when the Titans had the ball for whatever reason. So again, I think the weather had more effect on what was around Tannehill, but then, you know, his reaction to that was not good enough at all.
It wasn't. And, you know, AJ Brown last night, 4 catches, 43 yards, 8 targets. Corey Davis, only 2 targets on the night last night. I was surprised that they didn't look Davis's way more. Now, to your point, Joe, like, I thought Kevin King, Jaire Alexander did a great job in coverage last night, and obviously Savage too at safety, but they just didn't look Corey Davis's way a ton last night. I was surprised by that, especially, you know, as that game goes on and you start to get further and further behind, you got to find a way to get your best players the ball. And the Packers just did a great job of basically taking Corey Davis out of the game last night.
They did. And see, this is where, when you really look at the whole picture of the offensive performance, I mean, I will say that, like, if you put these teams in a dome or whatever, just in a regular field, I don't think the Titans on most days are going to score 14 against the Packers. I don't think on most days are going to score 14 against anyone. So, I mean, like, I have to, you know, you have to look at the elements and say, you know, the Titans, I mean, it's the same for both teams. The Titans did not handle them like you would hope that they would handle them at all. And again, this is part of why it's such a big deal for the Packers to get that one, because they should be more prepared for that than anyone else. So, I mean, like, I want to give the offense somewhat of a pass, not a pass for how they play, but just basically, like, I don't look at this game and say, ooh, this offense, I don't know. Right. Maybe they've got real issues here. I don't think that. I mean, I think that they did not react well on this night. Now, of course, if you also had those same conditions, you know, would the Packers score 50? Maybe. You know, maybe it's more like 50-30. You know, I don't know. But basically, because we've seen week after week what this offense could do against all kinds of different teams, I have to look at the conditions and say that was somewhat of a significant factor here.
So we talked about Tannehill's performance last night. Obviously not good enough. 11 of 24, 121 yards, one touchdown, and two interceptions. Did have a great 45-yard scamper, by the way. And I continue to say, Joe, that fake dive to Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill just draw is maybe the greatest play in football. The entire Packers defense followed Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill just strolling to the end zone. That was impressive last night.
It was. Yeah, he did. I guess that's the one thing. Tannehill, as a passer,
looked like a gazelle.
Yeah, he definitely showed off his speed and athleticism. Now, that play is tough to beat. There's no doubt about it. At that point, you know, you're like, man.
I wonder how many people watching, including myself, had the same reaction when they were in third and one in a shotgun.
Yeah.
Robbie, you know how much you love.
Love the shotgun handoff.
You know, running the ball out of shotgun.
Yeah.
I was yelling at the TV, do not hand the ball to Henry out of shotgun on third and one.
Hey.
And then Tannehill takes it to the house and you're like, all right, well.
They didn't hand it off.
That'll work.
It's okay. Did not hand it off. It worked out.
It worked out just fine.
Let's introduce our poll question of the day on Twitter at 1025 The Game. What's your takeaway from Ryan Tannehill's performance last night? Hey, he'll be fine. It's just one game. The concern is growing with Ryan Tannehill, or Miami Tannehill is here. So far, 141 votes, 85% going with he's fine, it's just one game, 6% going with the concern is growing, and 5% with the Miami Tannehill is here to stay. Joe, I look at this performance from Tannehill last night, and I say, you know what, it's a cold game. It's one of those things that you just got to flush down the toilet. I expect him to come back next week and be really good. But there is something to the – it's another big game, another primetime game, another national TV audience, and the national conversation around Ryan Tannehill is not going to change all that much with these performances on national TV when everybody's watching, like it was in the playoffs last year, like it was last night again in Green Bay.
Right. I mean, this was certainly not the kind of performance, if you're him, that you want right after complaining about the Pro Bowl. And look, I think he has a legit complaint still, you know, on the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
And I think he's right that people look at him as just the handoff guy, you know, on this team. And that's not true. I mean, you see when he plays like this, what happens to the offense? But people are going to point to this. I mean, he's had a few of these this year, and even the playoffs last year. Obviously, he played well, but the numbers weren't there, and that feeds the narrative of, you know, basically like this is all Henry and whoever is quarterback is going to have an easy time and play action and all that stuff. But it was disappointing for sure. I mean, this is not the performance you want. I also would. I mean, to me, that poll, I'll be surprised if it's not very strongly, you know, one game. And I think that's the right answer. You know, I wouldn't expect him to come out and stink it up next week in Houston. Not at all.
And there is a shade of sarcasm with the Miami Tannehill.
Yes, a little bit.
Because I cannot stand the people who tweet in saying, oh, Miami Tannehill, he's here.
Yeah. Right. There's always, yeah, they come out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah. They'll still be coming out of the woodwork probably all day today. When we come back, does Ryan Tannehill still have something to prove in big moments like last night and in the playoffs potentially as the Titans move forward here? Let us know on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porath here with you on this Monday morning, reacting to a 40-14 loss last night for the Titans against the Green Bay Packers on Sunday Night Football. It was ugly, it was rough, and one of the worst games we've seen out of Ryan Tannehill since he took over as starting quarterback for the Titans. And Joe, there's this narrative out there, and this is going to continue to be out there until I think he has a big game in the playoffs, that Ryan Tannehill still isn't good enough to get it done in the big moments. Like, you think back to the playoffs last year, and he didn't throw for a lot of yards against New England or Baltimore. Now, albeit, if you watch the game, he didn't have to. Derrick Henry was single-handedly taking over in those games and winning. But you fast forward to last night, it's another national television audience, it's Sunday Night Football, It's a huge deal heading into the game between the Titans and the Packers, two of the best teams, the best offenses in the NFL. And then Ryan Tannehill comes out in front of a national audience and has a stinker, finishing 11 of 24, 121 yards, one touchdown, and two picks. Joe, do you buy that Tannehill still has something to prove in these big-time moments, these big-time games, or are people making way too much of that based off of last night's struggles and in the playoffs where, if you watched the game, he didn't really have to do a lot in those games?
Yeah, I mean, I just think, look, you go back to last year, and like you said, those playoff games, I mean, he delivered in those games. People want to just look at stat lines, that's fine, but if you watch both of those games, he was in command. He played quarterback really well. He did not shrink in either of those moments, you know, New England or Baltimore. I mentioned earlier in the show that the pick he had at New England, that was a bad pick. And that's all I can come up with in those two games. That was an example of Tannehill not responding to the moment. And in fact, he had to make two huge completions late in the New England game to keep the ball. You know, he didn't play as well. I mean, as you want him to keep playing at Kansas City. I mean, look at this year. What are the big games? I guess, are we going to go like, what are the primetime, you know, the primetime television games? Is that part of it? You know, Monday Night Football first week, the offense didn't have a great night, but he was 29 43, 249, two touchdowns, yep. Winning drive. He was great against Buffalo in that blowout. You know, he had short field, so he only threw for 195, but 21 for 28, three touchdowns. He was not good enough in the Indy game, that Thursday night showdown at home. So there's an example of, you know, Tannehill not having a great night. He had a much better day a couple weeks later in Indy. That's a huge moment in this season. Last night was bad, you know, but I don't think that this is some sort of, you know, like trend for him by any means. I think he's, and you can go back to last year too. Maybe it wasn't considered a huge game or whatever around the NFL at the time because the Titans were an afterthought, but look how he played in that win over Kansas City at home. I mean, that was to them a huge game. This, you know, going to Houston last year, must win to get in. He was great. So I don't think that that's fair to him.
I don't think it is either. Look, I mean, he had a bad game. I mean, eventually you knew it was going to happen with the Titans. I mean, you could count on one hand the amount of bad games that Ryan Tannehill's had as taking over starting quarterback for the Titans. I get it. I mean, it's a big moment last night, and a lot of Titans fans, you've been waiting to get on Sunday Night Football and have a chance to prove yourself against one of the better teams in the NFL in Green Bay. It's snowing. There's a great scene last night at Lambeau, and you feel like, okay, this is your opportunity as a Titans team, and more specifically as a Titans offense, to come out and show the entire nation what you can do. And I get it. It's disappointing. You go out, you lay an egg offensively. You're never able to get rolling in that game. Tannehill's struggling. He's under pressure the whole time. I think this is exactly the type of scenario where people tend to overreact and tend to just freak out. And look, you knew at some point Ryan Tannehill was going to have a bad game. He had one last night. I would be shocked if this is a trend that starts and continues. I mean, heck, coming into this game, we were talking about Ryan Tannehill being probably a top five, top six candidate for NFL MVP. So I'm not going to sit here and act like that I'm worried about Ryan Tannehill struggling as they move forward here. I think last night just was what it was. The Titans' whole team seemed like they took a long time to get going last night. The weather, I think, was a factor. I think they were tentative in the way they were playing the game because of the snow. And if you play that way against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay offense, you're going to find yourself in a hole and getting taken out of your game before you can turn around. That's exactly what happened to the Titans last night, and I don't think it's really anything more than that. I don't think this is something long-term to be worried about with Ryan Tannehill and his offense.
No, and I think last night was also not a great night for Arthur Smith. And even, you know, early in that game, the decision to, you know, to punt from the 32. A little bit surprising, of course, you know, Brett Kern. I mean, I think like everybody on this team, they needed about a quarter in those conditions to, you know, because, I mean, Kern just blasts it through the end zone, you know, and you're like, but then again, when does Brett Kern ever punt from the 32? Never, you know. I mean, it was everything was kind of off and out of character early, and they build that lead. Then you come back, and then I think to me it was like three games, And the third game was, oh, yeah, this defense is just terrible, and let it get away. But also part of that, the offense disappeared, and the momentum they had went away, and Tannehill was not good. But, yeah, look, it's just the evidence is pretty overwhelming in support of him being really good for this team and for people to not freak out about this. I mean, you know, I know stats are what they are, but the guy still right now is fourth in the league in QB rating, 106.7. That 32-7 TD to interception ratio doesn't look as good as it has this year. But, this is a guy who time and time again has answered the bell. And I think you could probably make a case that last night was his worst game with the Titans. But I don't think it's indicative of like what he really is or what he's going to be moving forward.
And we've talked about just the struggles that Tannehill had last night and maybe forcing some balls that he doesn't normally force. Joe, you asked Ryan Tannehill about that after the game last night in Lambeau. Here's what Ryan Tannehill had to say.
Ryan, is this the shakiest you felt the protection in a while in a game? And then did you feel like you had to force some throws tonight given the situation?
Yeah, I mean, once you get down, you know, you're going to have to I wouldn't say force throws, but you have to be aggressive to try to make some stuff happen in order to move the football and score points. You know, you'll be able to be as methodical on your drives. But, at the end of the day, I wasn't able to make those plays.
So that was Tannehill after the game last night, and I think that's a good point. Once you get down in the game, like you're taken out of your offense in terms of what you're comfortable doing. I mean, the Packers at one point, I mean, they knew that you're going to have to drop back and throw. So Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith, coming off the edge there. They were able to cause a lot of pressure. Let's go to our text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that says, it's hard for Tannehill to take control and show out when your offensive line is non-existent. And Joe, I mean, that's going to be a talking point all week long here with the Titans is the offensive line. Look, we know what it is without Taylor Lewan. It's obviously not as good, but you felt like maybe they were turning a corner. I mean, you're running off a stretch of five games in a row where you had 30 points or more, and the offensive line really wasn't much of an issue in those games. And last night was the first time in a while that I have been just really, really concerned about the offensive line. And it wasn't just Quisenberry last night. I thought the whole line just struggled last night. Kenny Clark was good up the middle against Ben Jones and Saffold and in the interior. I just thought the whole line struggled last night.
Yeah, no, they really did. And even that, because the Packers, like you said, I mean, they got some really good players up front. And it's not like this is completely out of the blue. I still say the most surprising thing of all of it, of all the ways the Titans struggled, was guys not being able to get open. I mean, that to me is still something that I would not have guessed. I'll say this too, kind of haven't talked about him much, and they've been just fine. But it would be big for the Titans to get Adam Humphries back this week. He can come back from IR. That was a game where a few of those, like, just gimmies to get 7 yards from your slot guy would have helped last night, you know? A guy who just kind of gives you that extra person who, like, you know that they can't cover everyone, you know? They can't deal with everything when he's out there playing well. So, again, not an excuse for them because they have the guys who should have been able to get open and make plays, but maybe that will help moving forward.
Back to the offensive line for a second. How many times did Chris Collinsworth point out last night that the Titans' offensive line is not suited to pass protect?
Yeah, I mean, probably as many times as he pointed out, like, Aaron Rodgers and his squatting ability last night. But, yeah, I mean, he talked about it a lot. It was a great night from Collinsworth last night. A lot of detail going into it.
Well, again, it's been a lot of weeks since we've talked a lot about this, but this is why you pay a left tackle. And how different is it if you have the elite left tackle on the field? And what does that do for everyone else? I mean, it's just, you know, Quisenberry's done it, and I think still an amazing job for a number three left tackle. But, you know, you've lost your backup too. So it finally came back around to them. And it just depends on opponent. You know, I think they're even with the playoff teams, a lot of these matchups, I think they would be okay. But that's a team last night that they just couldn't handle with normal pass protection schemes. And maybe they should have done more max protect like they've done in some of these games, but whatever they were doing was not working.
So there was an area last night of the Packers offense that I don't think surprised anybody that went well, but there was also another area where I was really shocked that the Titans couldn't have put up a better effort. We'll talk about what that was when we come back. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.